700 today under clear skies, winds out of the south 10 to 15 miles per hour. Lows level off around 75. Tonight, mainly clear skies and quiet. Sunny skies. Tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 105. Mid-90s, Friday. Low 90s, Saturday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KD Country 94. Currently, it's 75.
Call Simps Fertilizer and Chemical in Osborne today and find out what many of your neighbors already have discovered, that Simps Fertilizer and Chemical can save you money. 1-800-821-4289. As the summer is here and the lawn work begins, Flowers, Plants, and Things in Downs has just the right items to add something fun to the yard. They have yard stakes, stepping stones, solar lanterns, succulent planters, wind chimes, birdhouses, and pot sitters. They make great gifts, too. If the yard work adds those little aches and pains, soothe them with CBD pain cream or give your body a daily boost with the CBD drops. Add beauty to your life. Shop Flowers, Plants, and Things in Downs. Stop in or call 454-3767 or 877-507-6557. And don't forget to like their Facebook page to see what's happening in the shop.
Coming up on Sports Ticket, a new football coach at Republic County. The KBCA All-Star Games coming up. The Royals lose again. And Major League Baseball, again, reactive instead of proactive. A great game between the Nets and Bucks. Kevin Durant takes over, but a player that shouldn't be overlooked had a huge game last night. Gigantic news in the NBA involving Chris Paul and Kawhi Leonard. The All-NBA team, Stanley Cup playoffs, and Toby Rowland, the voice of the Sooners, will join us. That's all coming up on the ticket.
Punch your ticket to local sports talk with the Sports Ticket Podcast. Now available via Apple, Google, and TuneIn Podcasts or sunflowerstateradio.com.
Hi, this is voice of the Colorado Buffaloes, Mark Johnson, and you're listening to the Sports Ticket on KD Country 94.
Do you love sports? Then you've come to the right place. It's time for the Sports Ticket, your ticket to local, regional, state, and national sports talk on KD Country 94. And now, here is your master of ceremonies, Wade Gershner.
Allow myself to introduce myself.
And he's joined by his trusty sidekick, Dusty Dinus.
I respect him. I love him. I respect him so much that I completely stay away from him.
And let me, and now if you'll all be quiet, we'll start the show.
Boom, 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 boom. Bang, 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 bang. Boom, 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 boom. Bang, 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 bang.
Team Hendrick is large and in charge for now.
Some weeks it's been the best for us. Other weeks it's been the best for the 5, the 9, or the 24.
I'm Woody Kane. Bowman on the breakout season next on NASCAR Today.
Well, it's come down to the final lap of the Brad's Lunch 500, and right now pizza is coming in on toppings.
Just a lap to go. Salad has a healthy lead, and oh no, stuffed jalapenos has created a hot mess with that pileup. Good thing paper towels are in the mix.
But wait, someone has emerged from the flames. It's steak burrito and grilled chickens. They're nubbing now.
And there's the checkered flag. Steak burrito wins it by a bean. Good choice, Brad.
When you have the need for feed, find it on the DoorDash app. DoorDash, official partner of NASCAR.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck. Or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
Alex Bowman is one of three multi-time winners this season, and his Hendrick Motorsports teammates have all been to victory lane this year. Bowman says the teams use competition against each other to help maintain that edge.
We all want to go win races, and we know that we're going to be racing our teammates, and it's kind of keeping it, you know, super competitive and keeping us trying to improve each and every week, which I think is really important. You know, the sport comes and goes. It goes up and down, and you see teams dominate and then fall off. And I think the fact that all four teams are so strong and continuing to push each other will hopefully keep what we have going on lasting as long as possible.
Bowman's our guest on NASCAR Live tonight at 7 Eastern Time. I'm Woody Kane. This is NASCAR Today on the Motor Racing Network.
Mickey hits one off the knuckles and down into left field. So a base hit with a runner in scoring position, and he's done it all year with two outs. He gets on base.
Royals lose again. One of the highlights, Nicky Lopez, RBI single. Royals fall behind early. They lose 4-3 to the Tigers. Royals' record now stands at 30-36. They've lost 5 in a row, 10 of their last 11. They're hoping to wash away a 1-6 road trip last week, but the sub-500 Tigers come to town and win the first two games, so they get their first series win since 2018. Once again, it's what the Royals have been experiencing a lot lately. Get behind early, always climbing a mountain. Down 3-0 last night, 1-0 after the first. Mike Minor wasn't as sharp as he had been, and the offense continues to do a horrible job of scoring runners in scoring position. 5 left on base, 1-for-5 with runners in scoring position. The other night it was, 1-for-14 with runners in scoring position. And the Royals lose again. Mike Matheny on the early deficit for his squad.
Did a good job of kind of finding our way back in. First of all, limiting it just to 1 in the first was a big deal. That could have been a bigger inning. But getting the ground ball double play, guys making plays behind, a good turn, leads it to just 1. And then we got a little something going. It was good to see the situational hitting. Santana getting a run in, just kind of get some of that momentum going. You know, it was unfortunate we weren't able to capitalize doing the exact same thing in the first answer back right away. And that's something that we really continue to make a big deal about. And I know the way that they're preparing and the way they're doing their work, it is going to change. But right now, it's just not happening, and it is. It's costing us.
Good news. Adalberto Mondesi reinstated from the injured list. Of course, Andrew Benintendi went to the injured list here a couple days ago. He was available to pinch hit. Wasn't in the lineup. He was on the on-deck circuit ready to pinch hit with 2 outs and none on in the ninth. In a one-run game, but Michael A. Tyler struck out to end the game after fouling off 7 pitches. So the Royals lose 4-3. They'll finish up a 3-game set against the Tigers at the K this afternoon at 1:10. It'll be a hot one there at the K today. Final game of the 3-game set. Brady Singer on the hill, 3-5, ERA of 4.85. Royals off tomorrow and then start a series with the Red Sox on Friday. Other baseball news, the road woes continue for the Arizona D-backs. How about this last night? They lost 20 in a row on the road. They were up 7-0. Lost 9-8. Gave up a grand slam in the 8th inning. 4 outs away from winning. 8-5 was their lead. Gave up a grand slam. Lost. They've lost 21 in a row on the road. Have the Arizona Diamondbacks. Also, Major League Baseball coming out with punishment in regards to a 10-game suspension for players with pay. So you get suspended, you can just take a week and a half vacation. And that's for foreign substances for pitchers dealing with the baseballs and grips and everything else. Tampa Bay Rays ace Tyler Glasnow, who left his start on Monday night because of elbow inflammation, has a partially torn ulnar collateral ligament and a flexor tendon strain. He's 27, ace of the Rays. He pitched great this year, ERA of 2.66. Why do I bring this up? Because yesterday he said for his part, he blamed his injury on MLB's new policies aimed at curbing pitchers' usage of foreign substances. He said, and I quote, "I just threw 80-something innings and you just told me I can't use anything. I have to change everything. I truly believe 100% that's why I got hurt. I'm frustrated MLB doesn't understand. You can't just tell us to use nothing. It's crazy." Trevor Bauer doubled down on that comment, and he said, "Listen, it's one thing to tell us this is what we need to do and give us a chance to adapt before the season. He goes, "I'm okay with it. But when you suddenly have a knee-jerk reaction, everybody out there talking about too many strikeouts and this and that, and you're telling us to go cold turkey and have nothing to grip the ball, you are putting more pressure on us to grip the ball and hurt our arms, and nobody, apparently Major League Baseball, understands what it takes to be a pitcher." So once again, Major League Baseball has created angst amongst their players. Once again, Major League Baseball is reactive instead of proactive, and that's why Major League Baseball continues to be, I think, on the cusp of eventually sliding down the pecking order when it comes to professional sports in this country. I don't know if it's leadership or Rod Manfred, whether it's the players' union, whether it's Major League Baseball as a whole, but that's what Major League Baseball does. It's almost always reactive. It's hardly ever proactive.
Yeah, absolutely. I was talking about all that yesterday. It's just like, why do we react to everything that's a problem in this league instead of like seeing it maybe once?
Yes.
And seeing it starting to happen. Like, these people are starting to combine rosin with stuff to get sticky stuff.
Right.
Instead of waiting until somebody manufactures it.
Yes.
Like spider tack.
Yes.
And then gets it out. Like, maybe stop it before it gets to the point where somebody's actually now manufactured something for
it's
it.
It's like what they did with steroids in baseball. They let it go because they loved it, and then next thing you know, they
maybe
had to deal
stop
with
it. At
and people are testifying in a grand jury, you know?
It's like, stop it at Andro and not let the cream and clear be created. Boom. And manufactured, right?
Bingo.
Huh.
Exactly. What a concept. Being ahead of the curve instead of behind the curve. All right, Dusty, local sports, new football coach, Republic County, KBCA All-Star Games. Anything else you want to add local?
Yeah, Republic County, after Farron Kraft decided to take the AD and assistant principal position at Hoisington, that left the opening for the football coach for the Buffaloes. And then on Tuesday, it was announced that Jesse Hodgson will be the next football coach. He'll also take over the baseball program at Republic County here this past school year. He was... I did not say OK Google, so I don't know why that came up on my phone. Now I did say it. This past school year was an assistant coach at Blue Stem with the football team as an offensive coordinator, and then also was the assistant coach and then head baseball coach at Blue Stem High School down there in Leon. So prior to that, he did spend four seasons as a head football coach at South Gray High School and went 17-19 in that time. So that's a look at Jesse Hodgson, the new head coach. If you missed that, it's posted at ncksports.com. As Wade said, KBCA All-Star Games are coming up this weekend, so that will be coming up on Saturday at Mabee Arena. Lauren Dubert from St. John's Tipton is competing in the girls' contest, and all the information you need for the games is at ncksports.com. We'll have a little bit more about that coming up later in the week when we get closer to the games on Saturday there at Mabee Arena. There is also a link there on the website where you can look live and find and watch the games live coming up on Saturday. So that'll be at your disposal if you can't make it to the games there in Solana Saturday for the KBCA All-Star Games.
Be closer for
local sports, ncksports.com.
Closer for people here to go attend.
Yeah, obviously. Plenty of opportunity for you if you're free. It's not that far away to get to Solana and check it out.
No doubt. Speaking of basketball, great game last night between the Nets and the Bucks.
Good crush the defense by the walking out. Durant fires.
Well, we said in order for the Nets to win in Game 5, we figured Harden wouldn't play. Irving was going to be out. And we said Harden have to score 40 or more. Or, excuse me, Durant would have to score more than 40. Durant last night simply was sensational. Amazing stuff. The Nets were down 17 in the second half. Irving is out. Harden actually played last night. Amazing he played 46 minutes. He was a shell of himself. But the fact that he was out there was important. And Harden had 5 points, 8 assists, 6 rebounds, played 46 of 48 minutes, was 1 of 10 from the field, 0 for 8 from 3. But it was his presence that was important. But Kevin Durant last night was unbelievable. He played every single second of the game. He had 49 points, 17 rebounds, 10 assists. No player in NBA playoff history has ever put up that line. 49 points, 17 rebounds, 10 assists. 2 blocks, 3 steals. And they knew he was the go-to guy, 16 of 23 from the floor. And that three-pointer late in the shot clock gave him a 4-point lead. And then he came through with free throws down the stretch. And this was the highest scoring game as a member of the Nets. Couldn't have come at a better time. But the guy that's overlooked in this game last night, it was amazing what Durant did. Sensational.
Mm-hmm.
The guy that is – Durant's performance means nothing without Jeff Green. Mm-hmm. Jeff Green last night had the game of his life. He was 7 of 8 from 3 and scored 27. Listen, if Jeff Green plays like Jeff Green normally does, the Nets don't win that game.
No.
Not at all. So Harden's hobbled, Irving's out, Durant's a stud, Green's a stud. Giannis is the star for the Bucks, and his stat line was good again. 34 points, 14 to 22, 12 rebounds. But in the biggest moments last night, at the very end, in the final minute and a half, he was outshined by Kevin Durant. Giannis missed 1 out of 2 free throws. All right, and then he has a ball. It's right there. It's a pass. Middleton made the right pass, and he fumbles it and lost it. Turnover, and that was the game. Giannis is a great player.
Catch
all right,
the ball and go dunk it.
But if he just catches that ball, it's a different ending possibly. And his free throw shooting is not great, although it was better last night. And Harden made a great play to foul Giannis when he was going to go for a breakaway layup. Smart play by Harden, and Giannis missed 1 out of 2. Those are the plays you got to make if you want your team to move on. I said it the other day, or yesterday, or the day before. I was gone yesterday. I said Monday, this is simple. The Bucks have to win Game 5. The Bucks. This is their opportunity. There is probably no Harden. Well, Harden played, but wasn't that effective. There's no Irving. You just have to keep one guy in check, and that's Durant. You know, hold him to 35. They didn't double him soon enough. I mean, come on. It was not a great game plan. This is the game where your coaching staff has to have their best game plan. It's a game that I think the Bucks have to act like a Game 7. And here's the crazy thing. Harden played more minutes than Giannis did.
Yeah.
Harden played more minutes than Giannis did with a bum hamstring. I mean, Durant played every second. the Bucks played that game last night like they still have two more to play. The thing is, now you have no room for error. You had them. Now, maybe Irving's back for a Game 7. Harden might be in better health in Game 7. And that's assuming the Bucks even win Game 6, which is not a guarantee.
Yeah.
But this was simple. The only way the Nets were going to beat the Bucks is Durant went nuts. And the Bucks let him do it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they let him do it. And I don't understand the game plan. And the Bucks, you know, their key players didn't come up in big moments. And that's the difference between the Nets and the Bucks. The Nets have the superstars, even one that's hobbled. And I'm telling you, at the end of the day, the Bucks, that was their opportunity. I don't see the Bucks coming back winning game 6 or 7 unless Durant gets hurt. Because in order for the Bucks to have a chance, they need the Nets to get hurt. That's their only chance. They need the Nets to get hurt to have any chance of winning this series. And last night, you talk about a golden opportunity. You're up 17 in the second half at Brooklyn. And you let Jeff Green and Kevin Durant beat you. Joe Harris did nothing.
No.
James Harden was, he was just a presence. He was a liability defensively. And the Bucks didn't go at him as hard as they should have when he was on defense. I didn't understand it. This is the game of your organization's been waiting for now 3 years. You've been hearing about how you can't get past teams, how you can't punch your ticket to the Eastern Conference Finals, the NBA Finals. This was your opportunity last night, and I don't even know if Milwaukee's going to be strong enough mentally to come back and win Game 6. I think they will find a way. I just don't think they're going to win the series. This was their chance. This was their chance. Even if it goes Game 7, I just don't see Giannis and his teammates coming through in the biggest moments because they certainly didn't last night. They played great, but when it got tight and when it became, as they say, crunch time in the final minutes of the game, Kevin Durant made the plays. Harden made the smart play, the foul Giannis. Giannis didn't make the plays. Middleton didn't make the plays. Those are their two best players. Didn't happen. So if you can't beat the Nets when they're shorthanded, when the heck are you going to beat the Nets? Because you're still going to have to win one in Brooklyn if you win Game 6.
Yeah, that's what I was talking about yesterday. I just had this weird feeling they weren't going to win.
I did
last
too.
Night,
and I did
just
too.
Like, everything's in their favor right now, and they're probably not going to win this game.
And then they're up 17.
Exactly. They absolutely had to win one in New Jersey or in Brooklyn, and that had to be last night for me. But they still have to win one. Absolutely, if they want to win the series. I just didn't feel good about it. But once they're up 17, you're like, okay,
right.
You got to bury them. Yeah. You got to finish
this. Just don't
let
Durant beat you. You
cannot lose this game.
Just don't let Durant beat you.
And look what happened.
I don't know, man. I think Milwaukee Bucks coach is a really, really good coach. One coach the year before, but they're talking about he's on the hot seat now.
Yeah, and he's done it with two different organizations, too, where he's had really good teams, but hasn't been able to get them where they need to go.
Can't get all the way through.
Hurts me because he's a pop prodigy, too. So
can't break that proverbial ceiling. The NBA all first team, second team, third team released yesterday. First team is Giannis, Steph Curry, Luka Doncic, Nikola Jokic, and Kawhi Leonard. I don't have a big problem with that. Second team, Joel Embiid, LeBron James, Damian Lillard, Chris Paul, and Julius Randle. I think you could put Embiid instead of Kawhi on the first team. I think you could. I'm not saying you should, but I'm saying you could.
Yeah.
A lot of times they kind of go for by position there a little bit too. The third team is Bradley Beal, Jimmy Butler, Paul George, Rudy Gobert, and Kyrie Irving. Listen, Butler missed some games this year with injury. Mm. So did Irving. I think you could take those two off if you needed to. But here's some guys that didn't make it. This is amazing to me. When I hear people tell me that the NBA is not as good as it once was, the NBA, people don't watch, which is a crock because they do watch. The ratings are actually up. But when I hear that the NBA is just not what it once was, listen, the NBA is more fun to watch now than it was when the Pistons were like basically assaulting Michael Jordan every time he went to the rim. I remember the games where the Pistons and the Pistons and the Bulls. I remember the Pistons and the Lakers. You know what the final scores typically were? They were in the 80s, maybe 90s. They never rarely cracked 100. I mean, they beat the crud out of each other. And people telling me that was when basketball was great. Listen, I love Jordan. I love Magic. I love Bird. I love that time of basketball. But right now, the players are so much more athletic. They are so much better shooters. And yes, the game is called more closely, you know, they call flagrants, and you can say the game's wimped out, whatever. But that cleans up the game to where it makes it more pleasing to the fan to watch, I think. And listen, I love watching Steph Curry and Bradley Beal and Jason Tatum and Damian Lillard. And now we're watching some unbelievable performances in the playoffs. Chris Paul, Devin Booker. We're seeing Donovan Mitchell going nuts. You know, we're seeing Embiid have big games. Trae Young, Luka Doncic, Kawhi's been big. Paul George has stepped up. Last night we saw Durant have 49. We see Giannis have big games. I mean, I could go on and on forever. Here's the point. The top 15 players I just named, do you notice who's missing? Jason Tatum is not in the top 15. Yeah. He's unbelievable, all right? Devin Booker didn't even make top 15. Donovan Mitchell didn't make top 15. You want to sit there and tell me the NBA is worse than it's been? It's not as good? Are you kidding me? There's 20 NBA players at least, if not more, that should, I mean, they all should be on the third, at least the top 15. You got, I mean, Russell Westbrook's not even in this top 15. I mean, I can go on. There's at least 10 other guys that are more than worthy of being one of the top 15 players. And you sit here and go, well, who do you kick out to make room for somebody else? And it's really kind of hard to kick somebody out because they're all unbelievable players. I mean, it's just, I'm sitting here and I'm looking at this thing. Like, by the way, James Harden, did I miss something here? Harden's not on this, is he?
I don't believe so.
Harden's not on the list. Harden was having an MVP-type season until he got hurt. LeBron made second team. I could argue LeBron shouldn't have been second team.
Mm-hmm.
The NBA, and look at these players I'm talking about. Kyrie Irving is not old. Rudy Gobert isn't old. George is kind of in the middle of his prime. Butler's older. Beal's young. Julius Randle's young. Chris Paul, ageless wonder, 36. Damian Lillard, 30. LeBron's older. Joel Embiid is young. Luka's 22. Trae Young's another one didn't make this list. Young's 21, okay? Kawhi's up there a little bit. Steph Curry's up there. Giannis is young. I mean, the majority of these players, 10 of the 15, are young. So it is amazing to see some of the guys that didn't make it. Didn't even make it. I mean, Anthony Davis was hurt. He didn't make it. Zion Williamson wasn't in the top 15. He's capable of doing it. Ben Simmons. Zach LaVine of Chicago Bulls, nobody knows because they're so bad. He's an outstanding player. I mean, and by the way, Klay Thompson was hurt the last 2 years, or he would be listed here.
Mm-hmm.
Chris Middleton's a really good player for the Bucks. He didn't make top 15. I mean, you got 25 to 30 players here.
I mean, KD's not on it.
KD's not on it. He wasn't on it. AD is not on it.
Yeah.
And here's the thing about the NBA playoffs right now. You know the big winner? Injuries. I mean, you think about how the playoffs are being dictated right now. The Lakers are out because of injuries. The Nets are were in trouble because of injuries. And now you want another one? And here's the big news in the NBA today. There's two gigantic stories this morning that broke. Kawhi Leonard's out for Game 5 between the Clippers and the Jazz, and it's rumored he's going to be out for the series and maybe for the playoffs. That changes everything for the Clippers.
Absolutely.
They're basically done, okay, more than likely, unless Donovan Mitchell gets hurt. And then another huge story now, and that's Chris Paul and the Suns. Chris Paul's entered the NBA's health and safety protocols. He's sidelined for an indefinite period of time. We have no idea how long. Luckily for the Suns, they swept the Nuggets, or this would have been a gigantic story.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't know if he'll be ready to go for the first part of the Western Conference Finals. Jazz Clippers, if it goes 7, would be played on Sunday. But if there's no Kawhi Leonard, you got to sit here and go, the Jazz maybe should win the next 2 games. Suddenly that might speed up the process, and Chris Paul might have to miss a game 1. Whereas if that series went 7, Chris Paul might not miss game 1. So the Kawhi Leonard injury has an impact on the next series for a team that has a guy now, Chris Paul, sidelined for an indefinite period of time, has entered the NBA's health and safety protocols. I mean, the playoffs has been all about guys being hurt. And now we got COVID rearing its ugly head again when it comes to all of this. I mean, the AD was hurt. LeBron wasn't 100%. We talked about, you know, Irving being out and Harden being hurt. And you just look at all these guys being injured. Kawhi now probably out for the playoffs, possibly, at least out for game 5. I mean, these series are changing because of a guy getting hurt. Not because of adjustments by teams, because of guys getting hurt. And that's why the Bucks blew their opportunity last night. Their guys were healthy.
Yeah. It's unfortunate for sure.
It is. And Chris Paul, it's like, is there anything else that can happen to Chris Paul?
I know. It's like somehow he finds a way, or somebody finds a way to make sure he's missing part of the Western Conference Finals no matter what it is.
Now, he might still be.
And it could be.
He may still be back in time.
Yeah, and have they said that he actually has it, or is he close contact?
No, they say he's in protocol.
Could be a deal where he was a contact, too, if you're lucky, and maybe he gets cleared out of there before the series even starts.
Yeah,
I mean, you have to say indefinitely right now, just because you don't know.
You don't know. And we don't know if he was vaccinated or not, either.
Yeah.
So that will be an impact as to how long he might be set aside. And the Suns got to be – imagine if the Suns Nuggets right now was 3-2 or 2-2.
Oh, yeah.
And then this happened to Paul, and it could have easily have happened. So instead, the Suns are so fortunate they swept and they're done and have a week off. So if this is ever going to happen, this is the time to happen.
Yeah.
And then Chris Paul get a rest and be isolated a little bit. But we don't know if he has it or if he's a close contact. We don't know the details, but he is in the safety protocols, the COVID-19 safety protocols, the NBA. So that's a huge, huge story. And then Kawhi being out for game five is gigantic as well when it comes to the NBA playoffs. And Kawhi's been great in this playoff series against the Jazz and keeping them afloat. So, yeah, it's one of those situations where you just sit here every night and it seems like there's something happens with a key player. Trae Young, Joel Embiid will face off tonight, 6:30, Game 5, Sixers and Hawks. I expect the Sixers to win. Sixers should have won Game 4, Joel Embiid went 4-for-20 from the floor and missed layups, and they still almost won. The Sixers are the better team. They just got to finish. The Jazz Clippers without Kawhi, that series tied 2-2. I think everybody in the world is going to pick the Jazz to win Game 5 at home. I'll be a follower in this situation. I'll go
that
with
one,
it as
I'm
well.
Picking the Jazz,
without
yeah.
Kawhi, unless Paul George can. This is a chance for PG3, playoff Paul, to really make something happen with his playoff legacy. If he could somehow lead them to, if the Clippers can win the series, you know how big this would be for Paul George without Kawhi Leonard?
Yeah.
This is an opportunity for him. NHL playoffs, exciting action last night, Eastern Conference Finals.
Into the left circle, through the crease, puck played by Kucherov. And then across for Hedman, scores! 4-1, Tampa Bay power play goal.
Lightning win 4-2, that best of seven series tied one apiece between the Islanders and the Lightning. It's the Canadians in Las Vegas. Vegas leads the Montreal Canadiens 1-0 in the Western Conference Finals. That's tonight at 8 o'clock on NBC Sports Network.